Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Vegan Of Course Show. You know what I forgot to do? You know what we haven't done in a while? Let's do this. It's the Vegan with Sky Show. Hey, thank you very much for joining me here on this beautiful day. It is Friday. Is it Friday? It is Friday. You know, I felt like such an idiot yesterday. So I was so intensely into getting David Rams on the show, you know. And so David Rams, he said he would come on the show. And I was so excited about it. And you know what happened? He picked a day that was already scheduled. I didn't see it come in and I missed his email. I missed the reservation. And then he's like, hey, are we doing this? And I saw that and I went, oh no. And guess what happened? I had to eat crow. I had to eat humble pie. Wow, I almost used an animal aphorism right there at the top of the show. I had to eat humble pie. I was so sad. I still am sad about it. I feel like such a moron because I can do very stupid things. Hey, Laura Griffiths, do you think I'm a moron? I think I'm a moron. I feel very dumb about it. Hey, Vegan Stallion, thank you for being here. Vegan Stallion is about, I was thinking about Vegan Stallion when I woke up this morning, believe it or not, because he is talking about buying land in the metaverse, which I'm super excited about. If he does so, I want to try to build the vegan mecca on that land. That's the, I want to build a vegan mecca in Decentraland where we can all go and kind of hang out in the metaverse. There, I don't, as far as I know, no one's doing any vegan shit in the metaverse yet. And how cool would it be if we were the first community, of the first metaverse, the first vegan metaverse community? That's where I think that'd be so cool. First, the first one in Decentraland. Oh my gosh, that'd be so cool. I have like $500 in mana and I'd like to try to do it. Canadian Vegan Forever is here. Canadian Vegan Forever, would you join us in the metaverse if we built the first vegan metaverse location? I want to call it like Veganville or Veganverse. The Veganverse. What do you guys think about that? The Veganverse? That would be kind of neat. I think so. Speaking of that, I want to just I'm pushing very hard to try to get you guys to come on. If you can make a JPEG, you can make an I can make an NFT. You make the JPEG, I make the NFT. JPEG, NFT, JPEG, NFT. All we have to do is you send it to me at this email at the bottom of your screen and I will turn it into an NFT. We will randomize it so that someone can adopt a turkey by pressing the button, and they will get a random NFT. But the NFT will be proof that they saved a turkey in November, and they'll have a little collectible, and there will be a chance they will get something worth a little scratch because they could get something from a famous artist like Cryptooms. Cryptooms is going to do it. Tim Art Webb is going to do it. Johnny Lira says he's already submitted some. We have who else? Dina Appel. She's gonna give us some NFTs. I mean, this is gonna be a big deal. I'm super excited about this. So please get your wallets ready. We're gonna launch on the Ethereum network, which is where Decentraland is. The Ethereum blockchain, and all things are possible because the world is bright and fancy and new. Do you guys have your carny tears ready? Oh man, so good. The carny tears in the morning are so good. I was just over on TikTok where you know, what is going on? What is up with TikTok? You get like, you go on there and people just say that Donald Trump is our Lord and Savior, and that guess how fast I can skin a book. Like, isn't that weird? Guess how fast I can skin a buck? Is that something to brag about? How fast can I get a knife? And I'm like, well, you know, you, not very quickly with your bare hands. I'll tell you that much, Mr. Carnivore. You can't do much, can you? Let's see. Laura Griffiths, I've always thought you were a moron. Oh, dear me. Yep, I was kind of a moron. You know, I try to do too much, you know, and then the people you help ignore you. The people that say they're going to help you, they don't. They ignore you, or they
you know, they've got other problems. And then what are you going to do? You're on your own again. You know, it's got, I don't want to have a one man show. This is supposed to be a team effort. Wolf, you're more than a moron because you're more on. Ah, oh, thank you. You know what? Leave it to a Norwegian to play with the English language in a way that's somewhat, you know, funny. It's good. I'd be there with bells on. I love that term. I'd be there with bells on. You know what? You would come to the metaverse with me. You know, I just want to have a vegan meetup place in the metaverse. I think that'd be so damn cool. Bernie V is here. Scotland. He's all the way from Scotland. Hire vegans. I love that. We'll probably be on not be in the chat trying to leave. You know, today are, you know, I might have to go early because they are doing some work outside and I might have to end this broadcast early and start the after party early too. So we'll see how that happened. So David Rams won't happen. I hope, I know beforehand, don't want to miss it like him. He says he's still going to come, but he's going to be there next month. So yeah, but he was supposed to come on Wednesday and, but he booked like late Thursday and he's on the other side of the planet from me. So I missed it. And then by the time I started with Roger's show on Wednesday, I didn't see that he had booked Wednesday until Thursday. And so I was so bummed, you know, it's just one of those things because of time and space and all of that. But yeah, David Rams was supposed to come in. He booked for Wednesday, but I didn't see it because it was really last minute. And that's what happened. I got banned from TikTok Live earlier. God damn it. What are you doing? How are you being banned so frequently? Come on, man. You are juggling so much right now. Things like this are bound to happen. You can have David Rams later. I hope so. I hope he will be a gracious human and be a good vegan and still come on the show. Feeling good. My non-vegan boss bought me a vegan birthday cake and hired another vegan, Ron Armstrong. It's a banner day for Ron Armstrong. Everything's coming up Armstrong. I wish I had an applause. That's a good day. You know, any day your non-vegan boss buys you a vegan birthday cake and then hires another vegan, that's a good day because you know what? That means it's in his head. Maybe he'll go vegan. You never know. Maybe he'll start. Maybe he'll at least start thinking some plant-based decisions and start, you know, go, wait a second, this cake was pretty good. If I can eat like this all the time, how often do you get people that say like, oh, if I could eat like you do every day, I would go vegan in a heartbeat. And I go, you can. Nothing's stopping you. Nothing's stopping you from doing that. Remember Benny talked about like the distancing idea where like, oh, I could never do what you do. You are so you. If I could eat like you do, well, then I would be vegan all the time. And you're like, yeah, you can do that right now. There's nothing stopping you from doing that. You know, wake up. Don't kill anybody. Eat something different. That's it. It's not that hard. And, you know, how often do you hear that? So maybe your boss will go plant-based, man. That's so awesome. Ron Armstrong, thank you for cheering me up. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. I really appreciate your telling me that. Just being vegan gets you banned from TikTok. I hope not. If that were the case, then I would be banned. But I do have the warning on my show. But you know, it made me really happy that when I found out that Roger also has the warning, makes me feel a little bit better because, you know, if Roger has the warning on his, Roger Yates has the warning on his TikTok, then I feel my warning is a badge of courage. I am trying to get Samuel Rostul to be on the show. He's next. He said yes when he talked to him, so I will be trying that. I was playing the Gary Yourofsky speech and forgot about the 3-minute Slaughterhouse footage. Ooh. Can't forget about that Slaughterhouse footage, my friend. They don't like it on TikTok. They don't like seeing that stuff. Speaking of nasty footage, what I wanted to bring up first today was, well, not this, but let's bring it up. Baby shark, do. Everyone's talking about the baby shark. The baby shark, everyone, the baby shark stabbed in the head around the world. There was a guy, two guys, jerks, morons, look like they might be drunk. I don't know. No excuse for what they do. They're carrying a shark by the tail saying this is natural and then taking a knife and putting it into the poor shark's head. I'm gonna assign a gender so that we don't have to call our shark it, but let's call it a she, you know, just to, because it's a she shark. It's mama shark. So these idiots, they put the knife inside the shark's head as it writhes in pain and tries to survive. These guys are kind of just callously attacking the shark. So You've all seen it probably. It's a really horrible thing. I'm sure that Earthling Ed and Joey Carbstrong and Vegan Gaze and all of the other vegan celebrities slash influencers will be making reaction videos to it. But here's what I did. I turned it on and I put it in front of my on my desk. On either side, I have two people. One sits right here, one sits right here, and they are non-vegans, right? And I see them eat non-vegan food. You know, and I comment, and they both know I'm vegan for sure. Trust me, they know I'm vegan. And I'm watching this, and I'm like, oh, you guys haven't seen, they're like, what is that? And I said, you haven't seen this? This is like, every vegan's talking about this shark. This is, woo! You want to see this shark? You got to see this shark. She's, look at what's happened to this poor shark. And they both, one is like, oh, I could get so mad. He's like, oh, that's so mad. And he's so mad. He's like, I want to kill those guys. I want to put the knife in their head. And he's like, he's really upset. And he's saying he wants to hurt the people who are hurting the shark. And the one next to me on my left, he's like, I can't even, how people can be so mean? How could they be so cruel? And so I said, what do you guys, are you guys turning vegan on me? You guys going vegan? Because you're kind of talking like vegans right now. And they both went, shame. Shame on you if you can watch our poor shark get stabbed in the head and then be angry about it and then not be vegan. What's going on in your head? Like, what's happening in your brain where you think that's not okay? But doing it to a cow is okay. Or what is the difference between what they're doing to the shark and what one does to a pig with the bolt, right? The, what do you call it? It's a pneumatic device that blows the bolt and brings it back because it's, they don't want to waste the bullet on the pig. What is, and it's, you know, they got to dig the bullet out. So they have the little rod that goes into your head. It was that thing that homeboy that Xavier Bardeen was using in No Country for Old Men, right? So what is the difference between that and that? There's knife in the head for Mama Shark and the bolt in the head from Mama Pig. I don't see a difference. I see zero difference at all. So the fact that people can watch the shark and find it appalling and still eat meat, how is that? How does that happen? And I know you're going to say cognitive dissonance. I think it's willful ignorance. It's willfully trying to compartmentalize things and saying, well, that's true speciesism. I think it's true speciesism. When you could say, yes, it's the same, but I just think it's okay with pigs. That's speciesism. When you say that two things are the same and you just do it anyway, it's just plain old speciesism. You know what I mean? Let's see where we are. I saw the beginning of that video. I warned Annie that when he played it, but then he got that temporary live ban. Poor Andy. Why did you do it, Andy? I used to have something playing whilst I was tidying up. I've now edited the speech to censor it because I still want to play it next time I go live. Well, I'll try it. You know, did they make the connection? Of course they made the connection. They shut up. They got all quiet and was they were like, oh dear me, oh dear, oh. You know, that's what they did. They hemmed and hawed and they pouted, and that was it. That was what they did. And then I haven't seen it. Sounds like I don't want to, says Roger Yates. You haven't seen the shark video? It's a rough one. It's a rough one. Yeah. Non-vegans get more mad than vegans with these videos. We've generally seen it happen to other animals before and know it's happened millions of times a day. Exactly. I'm like, guys, this is nothing new. I see this all the time. What are you talking about? Like, why is this upsetting you? You know? It's almost like this upsets you. It barely upsets me these days. It just to me now seems like totally normal. Mm-hmm. And then they buy a flesh sandwich. Exactly. Or even just another shark. They literally have their fins cut off and tossed back daily. Totally. Yeah, exactly. You know, the shark fin stuff, we see that all the time. But they would say they were against that, but they would also say, well, I don't eat shark fin soup, so why are you even telling me this? I don't eat shark fins. Yes, that's what they would say. Owner of Back Into Daylight talked to someone tasked with killing pigs during the F&M outbreak years ago, foot and mouth disease, said it was really hard to kill them in the farm setting. Yeah, of course it is hard to kill them. Let's see. Hopefully the sleeper effect will continue to work on them. I hope so, because I'm going to do it again. Now that I found out that I can get that type of reaction from them, every day at 7 p.m., I am going to bring out my phone, and I'm going to go through Instagram, because TikTok doesn't allow you to post videos like that. So I'm going to go through Instagram and find something, maybe an Andy video. Andy likes to post nasty footage. I'll go to and I'll pause it, and I'll go, guys, you got to see this. Check this out, and hit it. Guys, have you seen this? It's factory farm footage. Do it like with a lot of, you know, energy and enthusiasm. Hey, guys, have you seen this new farm footage? You gotta see this, guys, and be really excited about it. I think that's how we should say, guys, have you seen Dominion? Instead of, have you seen Dominion? You should be like, hey, guys, have you seen Earthlings? It's great. You have to see it. You have to see Earthlings. You're going to love it. I know how much you love hamburgers. You're totally right. You should watch Dominion and Earthlings. You're going to love it. It's right up your alley. I think you're going to dig it. I loved it. I mean, it was a life changer. It was a life changer, Earthlings and Dominion. I think you should definitely check it out. You're going to really dig it. You're going to really, really dig it. Because if you think about it, you know, you can always make a change. This is so easy. It's easy to get people to change. Today in history is National Women's Equality Day in America. National Women's Equality Day. Why is National Women's Equality today? Because 102 years ago-ish, and I think in 1920 it happened, the 19th Amendment was passed in 1920. I'm 90% sure of this. Yeah, it gave women the right to vote in the United States of America 100 years ago. It doesn't seem 100 years ago isn't that long ago that, you know, women had the right to vote. Women's suffrage was a thing, happened. And so isn't it fascinating that, you know, the world had gone thousands of years. And you know, by the way, America was early to the game. Just FYI, America was pretty early to the whole women voting thing. We weren't late to the game on that one. We're late on some other stuff. Don't get me wrong. America's not like the worldwide example that it wants to be. But it was with women voting. I mean, every state in Switzerland didn't have the women's suffrage until like 1975 or something. So, I mean, think about it. 50 years later, America was early. 1920, women had the right to vote. And so now it's Women's Equality Day. And I heard about that today and I thought, wow, how much can change? You know, so much can change in a short amount of time. It was, they only really got to talking about women's suffrage for like 20 years before they were, you know, for, I don't know, maybe 50 years. And they won it. It happened. So why couldn't something like the vegan movement take hold? I think it will. I think it can. People are talking about it more and more. And the truth is that even our plant-based friends, they are making a difference because it lowers the demand. And as long as there's this like this general malaise surrounding the animal agriculture industry, it just makes it better for the animals. We don't want it to happen. People start, it starts becoming uncool to be a speciesist. And even if you aren't a true vegan, you can help by being plant-based. I think it's great. I mean, even if you did it for like indigenous rights, and the greatest dangers facing indigenous people on planet Earth are the deforestation of, you know, of these ancient forests in places like Brazil, where literally indigenous people are fighting for their lives and their habitats, their homes. They're fighting to keep them there because the Brazilian rainforest continues to be taken down at a record rate, 15-year high this year. We've been burning down the rainforest. So why? Because of, to grow soy and for cattle feed and, for grazing lands. So, for beef and pigs, lambs. So if you just stop eating those things, then you help indigenous people. How easy is that? If you care about indigenous rights, stop eating animals. It's that easy, guys. Think about that. So you don't have to be vegan. Just care about the indigenous people, and you're going to help everybody, help the whole planet. That is hilarious. Fine line to maintain between not being traumatized by the violence or becoming desensitized to it. I feel like I am pretty desensitized to it right now. There's still things that blow me away that I'm like, whoa. Every once in a while, I'll see something that's like, Jesus. But these days, I've been seeing this stuff for so long. I shared Land of Hope and Glory on my FB and said, great watch. That's what we need to do. Great watch. Great watch. We need to be like, Earthlings, great film. I'm sure it'll making waves. Cult classic. Earthlings is a cult classic because, you know, veganism is such a cult. It's a cult classic. Cult favorite. Canadian Forever. Yes, I think that can be a real concern. Desensitization. You think that's a real concern, Roger? I feel like I'm totally desensitized. Anyway. Indigenous people are grossly abused on planet Earth, and mostly because of the animal agriculture industry. And if you want to go and help them, you can go plant-based right now, right today. Do it, and you will help everybody. Have you seen, you know, I was listening to, virtual hug. Isn't that sweet? I was listening to a podcast about economics, because I do that in the morning sometimes. And they were talking about how animals intensely farmed indoors will also help the environment, because it won't require so much grazing land. And it was really interesting, because I don't think it was wasted on these economists that it is bizarre to think about resources in terms of animals, because in the same segment, they were also talking about how natural capital. So for example, in cities, trees save city dwellers billions of dollars a year on air conditioning fees, right? And the more trees you have, the better your microclimate is. So, but how do you say a forest, right? What is a tree standing alone in a forest worth, right? What is it doing for your economy? And the United States in the next 15 years is going to start looking at the environment that is within its borders in economical terms, right? Generally, you think about things like shrubs out there in the wilderness. They're just kind of wild things we don't think about. But they actually have an economic impact on your GDP, right? It's kind of a new way of thinking about it. And because America is starting to do it, other countries are taking note and going, maybe we should be doing that. I mean, it makes perfect sense to think about the environment as an economic factor in your own country's success. And so when you talk about these things, you're also thinking about animals, wild and non, and what they cost us, because what they cost us is tremendous. What a cow costs the environment and therefore your economy is vastly undervalued right now, because what a cow costs you, the methane and everything else, should be offset by something else. It should be eliminated. We shouldn't be eating them. But like the fact that it's happening, by economic standards, we should be looking at each individual cow and how it contributes or detracts or harms the economy, just like we do for humans. Human beings are looked at that way. We look at every human as either a burden for the economy or a contributor to the economy, a jobs creator, a jobs haver, each one a consumer or a producer. These are the things that economists will look at as far as each individual. And now they're saying, okay, now in each individual tree, each individual animal, what are they all costing us and what are they all contributing to the economy. I think it's fascinating because it's almost just clear as day that a cow is going to cost more than it contributes, right? It's going to be a greater burden because how much money does the cow, at the end of the day, the cow has a finite amount of money it's going to put into the, once it's sold, slaughtered, sold again, right? Once it's turned into, sold to be as a raw material and then processed into a product, what does it, how much money will that produce, put into the economy, right? Just keep spinning it. Far less, I would wager, than what it costs the economy. And that would be, I think, one way to start looking at, again, capitalism as a tool to become a more plant-based society. Guess I'm more desensitized than the average, says Not Your Mom, Not Your Milk, but it still bothers me all the time. Like, I can trawl for clips and do a dozen at once, but I still feel empty afterwards. I just know it needs sharing. Yeah, I mean, I totally agree with that. But it's also like, you're doing something about it. I feel like, yeah, I've seen it all, and now I'm doing something. I think the reason why people who aren't desensitized are people who still cry. It's because they feel like they haven't done enough. They're not doing anything. And they're actually contributing to this horror. They're the murderers. Indigenous groups were suing some supermarkets in France because of clearance for cattle ranching in Brazil. That's what we need to have. Yeah, there's a documentary on Netflix right now about tribes in Brazil basically fighting legal battles, fighting real battles against illegal farmers too. Farmers who are staking their claim of the rainforest because they just can. Even though it's illegal for them to burn down the rainforest, who's going to prosecute them? The government's not going to step in and do anything about it. So farmers are just staking their claim on the rainforest and getting into skirmishes with indigenous tribes. Order your very own Carne Tears mug on our online shop. It's a wonderful place. Don't forget to share, like, subscribe, do all the things that you're supposed to do. You know, be a good netizen. You know, we're here on the internet. Go ahead and like, subscribe, spread the word. Let them know that Colleen Patrick Gardeau is going to be here on September 7th. It'll be really fun. Yes, there's certainly a Colleen from Vegan Forever, Canadian Vegan Forever. There's certainly a lot of middle ground between being traumatized or being desensitized. Yes, desensitized. I feel like I'm pretty desensitized at this point. I don't know what to tell you. Anyway, but I wasn't desensitized about that shark. But clearly I was more desensitized than the two gentlemen that I was sitting with who were blown away and enraged. Immediately, brains go into violence. They want to commit violence against these shark handlers, and yet they're both meat eaters. I've seen them both eat meat. By the way, I wanted to ask you guys something, an interesting thing. So you know that I don't sit down with people eating meat. Don't do it. If I see someone eating meat, I won't sit down at the same table with them. I won't eat with someone eating meat. Even if I get the vegetarian vegan meal, I get the vegan meal, and someone's sitting down next to me, not going to sit with them. That's my deal. But what I think is interesting, and maybe it's because I haven't thought about it in a while, I haven't eaten at a bar for a long time. And the bar, you're kind of not sitting down with people, right? You are, but you aren't. That's what I think is so magical about the bar, right? You can be alone but have people near you. You can be alone but not lonely at a bar. And I haven't really been going to bars, mostly because of the pandemic, but then also just because I've been drinking a lot less and I'm just not as interested in going to places like that. I'm very disappointed when I meet new people, and it's really hard for me to talk to people and then find out that they're, you know, not vegan or just, I don't know, hunters or doing something crazy that I don't enjoy hearing about. So I generally don't like to go and meet new people anymore, but I used to. And so I sat down at a bar and I didn't know anybody else was coming. I just went, they had a Beyond Burger there at this Irish pub near my work. So I went to the Irish pub, sat down, I ordered a beer, and which I immediately regretted because I haven't been drinking as much, and I just feel like I drink and I go, this is just going to hurt me tomorrow. I don't even know why I'm doing this. I'm not really getting as much of it out of it as I used to. And anyway, I got the vegan burger with sourdough toast. That's the real thing, because almost every restaurant has sourdough. You got to put it on sourdough because the brioche bun, that's a vegan hack there. The brioche bun almost always has eggs or dairy in it. So you say, make sure the chef knows I'm vegan. Please add avocado and then put on sourdough with no butter on the sourdough. You got to tell them to keep that sourdough dry. Oil's okay, but not butter. All right. So they make it for me. They bring it out. And then my work colleagues came in. These two guys, actually the same dudes I was just telling you about that I know eat animals. And then they sit like really close to me and we're talking, and they both order burgers. And at the moment, as soon as they ordered it, I was like, oh no, I don't eat with people who are eating animals. So I ate my food as quickly as I could because I didn't want to eat with them. Like I tried to find this middle ground, right? So I don't have to be too much of a militant vegan. But then when I was done, I sat, and it was almost like it's just a very different experience at a bar, right? Like I didn't feel, because we're all kind of facing the same way and like talking like this, it's a different experience. I don't know. I'd love to know your thoughts about it when you think about, because Grumpy Vegan Granddad just walked in to our chat, and I know that he's on holiday a lot. He goes on vacation a lot. He was just in Cuba. I don't know if you've heard, but he went to Cuba and he met a guy who was a fisherman. I think he was fishing in Cuba, and he's like, Grumpy Vegan Granddad grabbed him by the lapels and he punched him in his face and he said, get out of here. I'm not going to be your friend on this holiday because you're a murdering bastard. And then he hung out with the guy's wife. And so, you know, that's Grubby Vegan Granddad. He's hardcore that way. So I, on the other hand, I just would have ignored them. I don't want anything to do with you people because you are meat eaters. I want nothing to do with you murderous bastards. But then I think yesterday, or no, it was, I don't know, earlier this week. It wasn't last night. Earlier this week, when they were there, I thought, well, at the bar, it was a very different experience. Maybe it was because I did hurry up and I finished my meal, so that I because my vow is to not eat with other people who are not eating vegan. Did I say that sentence correctly? I hope you understand what I'm saying. I vowed to not eat with other people who were consuming individuals, non-vegans. I don't eat with them. So I scarf down my meal as quickly as possible. I look over and they're eating meat, but then it didn't really feel like I was with them because even though I sort of was, I didn't arrive with them, and we're sitting at the bar together and we all have separate tabs. I don't know. I think I might've found a loophole. I might've found a loophole. Like if you want to hang out with non-vegan people, go to a bar. So it doesn't seem like you're really with them. I don't know. I'm just talking shit now, I guess. I don't think I'm, of course, desensitized. Could be a reaction to trauma. True, indeed. Smash those likes, folks. Thank you very much. Ola says vegan granddad, because all the way from Cuba, of course, he says Ola. What is it with, you know, English people, they go to foreign countries and they just go native, don't they? They're like, Ola. Mm-hmm. Hola. English people, they always do that. They go to other countries and they love it. They go native immediately. I love it. That's a good colonist vibe. The first thing the neighbor I spoke to at my new place said to me was that he fell off a pier at a nearby island. I said, poor fishes. Yeah, right? You know what's funny? So when I was doing my EMT classes in high school, and it was in Laguna Beach, and I was doing the graveyard shift at the emergency room for my emergency medical technician, if you know it, don't know what EMT stands for. And it was interesting all night, like pretty brutal things, brutal patients, brutal things were happening out there in the wild, and people were coming in with varying degrees of injury to the emergency room. And there, I was there to like take their blood pressure, take their pulses and things like that. I was still a student. And then this guy came in. He was a fisherman. I spoke a little Spanish. I still speak a little Spanish. And he didn't speak any English. He was fishing off the pier. His hand was like ripped in half. It was one of the bloodiest things I'd seen in my life. It was ripped. It was so much blood. Because, you know, when you cut your hands bleed a lot. So it was just blood everywhere. And I'm they're trying to communicate. No one speaks Spanish except for me and, like, I don't know. So I'm trying to, like, communicate with this guy. He's in a lot of pain, and he tells me that a stingray, he was fishing off the pier, and he caught a stingray, which is pretty rare in Southern California. Like, but anyway, he caught one, and it's flopping around, and he goes to, he wants to cut it free. He wants to take the hook out of it, right? Because, of course, all of a sudden, he cares whether or not, he doesn't cut the line. He wants to cut the hook out of it so that he doesn't leave the hook in the stingray, which I guess is nice, except, like, why did you have a hook in the water anyway, jerky? So listen here, jerky. Why did you have the hook in the water anyway, carny? So let me drink some of your carny tears. So then, of course, I think you can find out what happens. He's trying to get the hook out of the stingray, and the stingray, much like Steve Irwin's encounter with the stingray, but instead of it going into his heart, it went into his hand and ripped his hand apart. And even then, like, I wasn't vegan at the time. I was vegetarian, I think, when this happened. I was still a young man. I think it was I was under 18 when it was. I think it was 18 maybe. I was immediately like, well, I guess you shouldn't have been fishing, jerky. What were you doing out there? You dummy. What were you doing trying to kill a fish and then a fish ripped your hand apart? Your hand's never going to be the same. I mean, we're wrapping you up and hoping that tomorrow we can sew you back together again. But this is it, man. You're going to have lots of surgery. This is not a good, this is not going to be okay for you. Your hand's never going to be the same after a stingray rips it to shreds. And you know what? Maybe that's a good lesson. Maybe you should remember every time you look down at your hand that fish aren't yours. That don't you go into the water and grab the fish. Leave the fish alone. Like Prince said, live the fish in the sea. Leave the fish in the sea. You don't need red meat or white fish. Leave the fish in the sea where they belong. Prince said that. Purple Rain guy, you know, Doves Cry. Grumpy goes to Cuba every other week. I know, right? I wish I had the life of a world-class actor, you know. Grumpy Vegan Granddad goes to Cuba every week, and I'm stuck here in beautiful Southern California. Slander, he says. Slander. I don't know about that. You took the liberation pledge. Yes, I took the liberation pledge. Yes, I did. And let me tell you, it's harder than the liberation pledge, for anybody who doesn't know, is it's a couple of things, but one of the big ones is I do not sit with people who are eating animals. I don't sit with people who are eating animals at dinner or whatever. So, or I don't sit to eat with them. But anyway, I won't partake. I'll be the silent observer, basically the conscientious observer, objector, the CO, right? And I just, it's hard. It'd be surprisingly hard. But when I worked in faster industries, I ate standing up all the time. So that's what I'll do. Like if it's a big group thing, everyone else sits down, I'll eat standing up. They're like, why are you sitting up? I prefer to stand. I won't sit with anybody because they all know. I'll say I don't sit with anyone eating animals. And generally, if we order food to work, most people will get a vegan option. Not all, but then those who won't, I won't sit with them. I won't sit at all nearby them. I will stand up and eat my burrito away from other people because I will not partake around them. It's the same with foreigners. I taught my mom about frye and she can't stop saying it now. It's her official American catchphrase right now. Frye! I love that. I like that. Is that like, I guess she's going native after living in America for what, 40 years? She's lived in America for what, 30, 35 years? Now she's learning frye. I like it. Does she like Taco Tuesday? Karma. Yes. Karma. It is a thing. You know, I was thinking about karma. What could be more karmic than people killing all these animals and the world melting. Like, the world's literally on fire right now. And I can't help to think that it's almost like a karma payback because of all of the damage human beings have done toward animals. And I mean, maybe karma, I don't believe in karma, especially, you know, like, it's bad things happen to good people and good things happen to bad people all the time. The devil always shits on the largest pile. But if on the grand cosmic scale, you do bad things as an entire species, you know, and then your species gets wiped out, hoisted on your own petard. I think possibly it kind of is karmic, right? Not that I think that that's real. Karina V, eso es un poco lindo de tu madre. Por supuesto que sí, está muy bien. Well, guys, I think that might be it. I told you we might leave a little early today. I talked about everything I want to talk about. I think that's about it. Thank you. We have our NFT project going on at veganocca@gmail.com. If you can make a JPEG, please send it to me. I want to save all the turkeys this holiday season. I want to save every turkey. I know that's not really possible, but I want to make a statement that we are going to use NFTs to save turkeys. That's the plan. I like that plan, and I'm going to stick to it. Millions and millions and millions of turkeys are killed every year, but America kills roughly, I think, 40 million just in November by itself. That's not counting all the turkeys all over the world, just in the United States, because of our Thanksgiving. We like to remember when we backstabbed the indigenous tribes of the United States. You remember, we were talking about indigenous tribes. I'm bringing it back, see? And yet people still eat the colonial. We think of like colonization as a thing of the past, but people still eat the same thing the colonists did. They still eat the same stuff. And even the people that will like go like, oh, I'm against Thanksgiving and I hate Columbus Day and I'm against all of these things and damn the white man and smash the patriarchy. And yet they're still eating the same shit the patriarchy told them to eat. What is, like, you want to talk about causing cognitive dissonance? I'm against the patriarchy and I'm against the hegemony and I am against colonization, except when it comes to the religion and the diet and basically everything that they gave us, including our monetary system and our banking system and the everything, our education system, industrialization, all the things that I love, you know, abandon those things. Challenge them at least. I'm not even like, just challenge them. If you want to decolonize, start with yourself. Get the rotting animals out of your belly. Start looking at each other with rights. The greatest thing that colonists ever perpetrated against the ruling class of the colonists, the greatest thing they ever did was getting us to start looking at each other, including animals, non-human animals, as not individuals, as not equals. That's the first, that's divide and conquer. That's exactly what they did. And knowingly, and they planned that. Like, it was racial discrimination in this country was planned. It wasn't something that just accidentally happened. It was perfectly okay to have black and white slaves in the beginning, but then only black slaves could be born into slavery. That created a divide so that the whites were automatically on higher ground than the blacks. So it divided the working class and the poor so that they were more easily exploited. Sound familiar? Guess what? If you do not partake in their system, you strip them of their power. You should stand with animals in solidarity. Protect them, because their rights are just as important as yours. In fact, their desires are the same as yours. They feel the same things that you feel. Just like every other animal on planet Earth. It doesn't matter how many legs you got or how big your brain is. Every animal on Earth is afraid to die and wants to live free. Freedom is how it is. Live free, guys. That shark on the beach, they wanted to live free. Just one thing: Star Wars, Stargate, or Star Trek. Well, I'll tell you. Star Trek. Yesterday, Star Trek, the first episode of the new season of The Lower Decks came out, and I'll be talking about that on my personal channel, Skyjack Morgan on YouTube. If you guys want to check that out, you can go to Skyjack Morgan on YouTube. I don't have my own URL yet because I only have 38 subscribers, I think. But I'm talking about NFTs and science fiction over there because I love those things and I want to talk about them and share. I talk about NFTs here a little bit and I talk about veganism over there a little bit. I can't let one live without the other in my mind, but I want to kind of focus sci-fi and pop culture and NFTs over on my Skyjack Morgan channel, and then veganism, liberation, you know, social justice on this channel is kind of how I'm thinking about it, because I didn't really want this to be the Skyjack show. This is Vegan with Sky, just because like I thought more people would want to be on my team and like join up. I have some really great ones. I have Joanna, I have Benny, I have Nelsie, and I have Roger, who are the real core team. But like I need three more people, maybe four more people for me to even get to, yeah, like four more people who are like one five day a week person, and at least two more 1 day a week people, and then one person more for like administrative stuff. And then the show can really be a team effort, right? It's not really supposed to be vegan, of course, is never supposed to be like the Skyjack show. It's supposed to be a community for vegans to meet other vegans and talk about vegan shit and the nuance of vegan life, and maybe even build enough of a subscriber base so that we can launch more shows on this channel that have nothing to do with me. I'm not even there. You know, that would be, to me, the most beautiful thing, is to say, okay, well, we have a community now, and now somebody wants to do a show on Wednesdays at noon that don't conflict with this show, then we could do it and we would have a subscriber base that's already there for that, that would be interested in more of that social justice content. And I think that would be the real cool movement. That was the point of me doing this. So I hope that you'll join me on the journey. You know, we're not even a year in yet, and I think we've come a long way, and I think that's, I'm very hopeful about that. You know, I get down sometimes, but I always like the idea of, you know, that you've seen like where someone's working on something and then it's like, oh, this is pointless. And then they keep going and it's like, boom, it goes right up. But there's this point where you're like, oh, this is pointless. We're not making any difference. And then, boom, right up to the moon, Alice, to the moon. I'll be your bitch, Sky. Oh, Laura Griffiths. Oh, you're so sweet. You talk to me that way. I would love that. If you want to help me out, I'd be appreciative of that. We need to help each other out and make this happen. Not your mom, not your milk. Best time to free them is on September Halloween. Old enough to be moved, but still small enough to be moved in big numbers. Just saying. Ron Armstrong says, Star Wars? Star Wars, Chewie's vegan, but he's the only vegan in the show, in the movies. So that's pretty cool. The Jedi's are supposed to be like all vegan and shit, but they're not. I mean, Yoda's a carnivore. And that bugs me. It bugs me that Yoda would be a carnivore. It has always bugged me because he was based on like these Buddhist monks and like ninja, like, you know, not ninja, but like Buddhist kung fu monks. In old movies, that's kind of what he was based on. And yet, he's a carnivore. I don't know. I don't like that at all. You're already subscribed to the other channel? Thank you, Joanna Triple 69. I just did a live show about NFTs there. So that's kind of what I want to do, is like more of my NFT and Star Wars and Star Trek stuff. Let's see. Benny Malone is watching the Orville, and they just said killing animals for food is murder according to the regulations. What? Wow, Benny, I've been thinking about watching it because Karina has a Hulu account and we've been thinking about it. But the thing is, like, I'm trying to get through DS9 with her. Maybe I should watch Orville. Oh, man, should I watch Orville? What do you guys think? Should I work it in? I don't watch that much TV, but I would watch it if you thought it had a vegan message like that. I would totally be into it. Awesome. Patience. First, we need to grow bigger, Sky. Of course, we need to grow it. We need to grow. We need to grow. And that's what's great about having a team. I think that's great. Number two, get in line. I like the idea of building a vegan team. Yeah, I mean, that was the whole idea, was to build a vegan team. You're a part of it, Benny Malone. You're here, you're my amazing girl Tuesday. You're my you're the one who gives us the critical concept corner on Tuesdays. I hope you understand how important that is to the whole to all of it. It's extremely important, you know. Please don't mitigate that whatsoever. Or yeah, it's really promise me vegan spooning one day. Ron Armstrong, he cooked a porg, but then he didn't eat it because he looked at the porgs and he saw that they were individuals who were sad about what he was doing, and then befriended them. There's actually a video on my I made a real video, not like a live thing, on my channel. Please, is Chewbacca vegan? Put that into YouTube. I'm the first one usually. And watch that video. It's really good, I think. I am very proud of it because it goes through Chewbacca's vegan journey. Chewbacca's vegan journey. Maybe I should just start linking that all the time. Chewbacca's vegan journey. I think you'd enjoy it. I think you'd enjoy it, Ron Armstrong. Please leave a comment on that video. Let me know what you thought about it since you're a Star Wars guy. All right, guys, it's 51 minutes in. I am so happy that you're here. Well, I'm going to make myself some more carny tears. I'm going to go over to the after party in our Discord. If you guys aren't on our Discord, please join our Discord. That is where our community really shines, where we talk and where we post things and comment on each other's stuff and collaborate and have ideas. It's all really good stuff. It's also moderated by the one and only 666-9, who helps us with keeping the carnies out. And yeah, thank you so much. Thanks, Ron Armstrong. I appreciate you. Wait till I get a guest. I'm way better with a guest to bounce things off of. Sometimes on Fridays, it's hard. Someone stood me up today. So, had to do the heavy lifting on my own. Luckily, the shark thing happened, so I had something to talk about. And it's Women's Equality Day. Don't forget. Like, that's important, dude. It's Women's Equality Day. And, you know, anytime we have these milestones in history that we're able to remember, I think it gives our social justice movement a little more hope. Hope. Because we can look back and it wasn't that long ago. Shit happens. Like, good things happen. I mean, good things happen along the way, and it doesn't always feel that way. Sometimes it feels like we're not making any difference, but then all you have to do is look back a little bit and see how far we've come. It's difficult because it's very difficult when you're struggling with the challenges of today to look back and see all of the challenges we've already overcome, especially when those challenges were overcome by people that you don't know or people who aren't with us anymore. People like Donald Watson and, you know, shit, Susan B. Anthony. You have these people who in the past have lived and died and fought the fight so that you and I can continue to fight the fight. And I think it's great. And I think it's worth noting. Yeah, can you believe it? Women used to not have the right to vote. I mean, that's a big deal. And even if you think voting is all an illusion and that the true seats of power have nothing to do with elections, even if you believe that, I might be on board with you. But when you give people even the illusion of having the wheel, having a say in how we do things, even if it is an illusion, which who knows? It's a question we can talk about on the Discord. But it changes everything. Everything changes when you start looking at things just a little bit differently. You know, like it's kind of like America looking at the individual cow and how it's contributing or harming our economy, and looking at the tree and how it's the individual tree and how it's contributing or harming our economy. That reframing is something that hasn't been done before. And it changes the world because everyone starts looking at, wait a second. Oh, interesting. All the little monkeys start looking at, all of us do it because it only takes one group to say that this is a different way, to have a different way of looking at things. Thank you, Karina. All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for hanging out. I really appreciate you being here. And I'm going to play the music and go over to the Discord. I'm going to make myself some more Lapsang Souchong mixed with Carny Tears. I make tea with my Carny Tears. And I'm going to go over to the Discord and do the after party. I hope to see some of you there, all of you there. And don't forget to share the video, like, subscribe, and all of that stuff. Yeah. And if you want to be part of the NFT, I really do encourage you. It's a really cool thing we're doing. I don't think it's ever been done before. So please help me save some turkeys by going and emailing to this right here, NFT project, veganocca@gmail.com. Just email me a JPEG and tell me your name. That's all you need to do. And we're done. Thanks, guys. My name is Skyjack Morgan. I'm vegan, of course. Thanks.